Now WERE, Talk Radio 1300 presents Conversation with Bill Gordon.
Jim Merling, I appreciate your introducing me like that. I even have another friend here to introduce me.
Hi, this is Bill Cosby, and you're listening to Bill Gordon. Stay smoochy, you rascal Uchi.
Stay smoochy, you rascal Uchi. Thank you very much, Bill Cosby, and thank you, Jim Merling, and thank you one and all for tuning in this time of night. Here it is, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, on a rather chilly night in good old Cleveland, Ohio. If you're traveling around the world, for example, if you're going to Memphis tomorrow, it's going to be cloudy. And the low tomorrow in Memphis, Tennessee, on Beale Street right there, we're near, not too far from Graceland, will be 36 will be the high, 32 for the low tomorrow. In Miami Beach on Collins Avenue, there will be showers. 72 will be the low, 82 will be the high. If you're heading down to the Volcari in New Orleans in the old French Quarter and maybe have a little lunch there at Antoine's, you'll have rain tomorrow, low 52, high 56. In the Big Apple in New York City, there on 52nd Street, where Charlie Parker used to swing, along with Dizzy Gillespie, they're going to have snow, and tomorrow it'll be a low of 27, a low of 20, high of 27. Oklahoma City in the old Skirvin Towers and the old Biltmore Hotel there, fair in 20 and 42. Phoenix, Arizona, with a sense of humor, it'll be sunny, 45 low, 75 high. And other San Francisco, if you're going to go there, out on Union Square, if you go up near Sausalito, it's going to be cloudy, a low of 48, a high of 58. You might even run into Herbert Gold down there at the Hungry Eye or someplace like that. He's a great author from Cleveland, Ohio. If you are a worker, welcome to our program, those of you who are workers. Have you ever been injured on the job? If you have been injured on the job and are injured at this moment, don't you dare go anyplace but right where you are, because we have some gentlemen here, volunteers, who are with the, what's it called, TOIWA, T-O-I-W-A, the Ohio Injured Workers Association. Let me say hello first to Larry Gilhausen, president. How you doing, Larry?
Fine, sir, and how are you?
Good. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having us.
Good. And Keith Brooks?
Hi.
Sir, your mic is working, too. How you doing?
Fine.
Good. You came in with a cane there. Does that mean anything?
No, it just helps me get around.
Oh, I thought maybe that you were an injured worker who was in on this deal or something. And
we both are injured workers.
You are both injured workers. You
right.
Work here in Ohio.
That's right.
Something
right.
Happened on the job. You got hurt.
Right.
And we see these lawyers on television all the time. They say, listen, you never know. It could show up. The injury could be 10 years from now and all that. Did you go through all this? And is this why you have this organization or why? Who's going to start? Larry, tell me.
Sure.
What is the deal?
Well, I was injured first in 1970 and had some very bad experiences with the workers' compensation system way back then.
Mm.
And then I've not worked since 1979 as a result of problems that I had.
10 years you've been off.
That's correct. And in the 10 years that I've been trying to get rehabilitated on my own, I've almost had a constant battle with the Industrial Commission and the workers' compensation system. Unfortunately, it kind of works to keep people disabled instead of getting them back to work.
Well, it's a government thing, isn't it?
That's.
I mean, but let's face it, you know, the bureaucracy has got to be there, and it's got to be the most horrendous, awful thing to go through in the world, filling out forms, everything else you have to go through,
correct.
Right?
It is a nightmare. And one thing that I learned in the hospitals that I was in and some of the rehab programs I was in is that there's many, many people out there who are going through the same nightmare that I went through and who feel that they're alone. And that's one of the worst things that can happen to them, because that can lead to depression and anxiety. And, of course, when you're fighting that bureaucracy, you know,
plus your injury. Here you don't have any money coming in.
That's correct.
Here you not only that, you have the injury. You've got everything else. Everything is against you. So what'd you guys do? Get an organization started, right? To try to clout?
Yeah, one step before that, I went down to the State House when they were doing the reform legislation, House Bill 222, when it was first introduced in the Senate. It was Senate Bill 332.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to the testimony that was going on there by the Ohio Bar Association, AFL-CIO, and all of the other interest groups that were down there protecting their interests, and nobody was truly representing the injured workers. And at that time, I knew enough people who were injured, and I went back and talked to them about it, and one fellow was just going through a particularly bad time, and he's a very bright individual that was really getting messed up in the system and being treated really badly. And I said, we need to form an organization. And we did.
That was the beginning.
That's correct. That was
November
1988.
Oh, just recently. Just last year.
Last year.